Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi, I'm Lucy, your host of 5 Minutes to Sexy. Now, summer is officially in full swing, and like it or not, our mom bods are at the beach and at the pool. Now, whether you're wearing a vintage style one piece with a matching robe, full coverage, or you're getting the full booty tan with a G-string, I know you want to feel sexy. So let's talk about how you can feel amazing in that awesome mom bod of yours. At first, I'd like to thank Fabletics for sponsoring this episode because they are pretty rad. Their clothing is crafted with high-quality fabrics and innovative technology that can handle even your sweatiest sessions. Can I get an amen? So go ahead and give them a try and check out the link in the show notes to get your first 2 leggings for only $24. Yeah. Now, are you ready to get your sexy on? Let's talk about the top 3 mind hacks. For a sexy mom bod, since a sexy mindset sets the foundation for the bod you really want. Number 1, make a decision. It all begins with a decision. The decision to be more active each day. The decision to love and accept your body the way it is right now. The decision to do this for you because you are 100% worth looking and feeling your best. So what decision are you making right now about how important this is to you and why it matters? If you are dissatisfied with a lack of energy or confidence, then commit to doing something about it. And not because you hate your body or you resist the way it is right now, but rather because you really love and treasure it so much, you want to show your appreciation for it. Stop fighting and punishing your body. Work with your body. You've only got this one vessel to live in for the rest of your life. Make the decision to take care of it. Number 2, start with the end in mind. I love this one. Love it. Okay, so create a clear vision of what you want for your health, your energy, your confidence, your well-being. Now, this is about so much more than just a number on the scale or a dress size. Consider what you'll get from being fitter or healthier. What does that look like? How will you know when you've achieved it? And how will it affect all the other areas of your life? Allow yourself to visualize on a daily basis and rehearse that future reality as if it's already happening. Number 3, fill your cup. I'm not talking about coffee or mimosas. Fill your cup of life. Okay, feed your soul. Find physically invigorating activities. Create space for mental exploration and carve out time to do nothing and just be and breathe. If you're running on empty mentally and emotionally, you can forget about making that fitness or nutrition plan work. Give yourself permission to go within and nourish your mind and your spirit and do those outward expressions of self-care like healthy eating and exercise. And sometimes you can even do both at the same time, like taking a hike in nature and taking a more challenging trail so you get more exercise. And then you bring your favorite healthy snack to have on the way. You know, you could just get creative. Sculpting a sexy mom bod isn't so much about the mechanics of what to do and when, as much as it is overcoming all the objections, the excuses, and the obstacles in your way. There's really no need to overcomplicate the process with like crazy calculations and obsessive activity tracking and daily measurements. I mean, really, wouldn't it be so great if we could just take a magic pill and make life more convenient and just give us this like newfound motivation? I know, wouldn't that be great? But that pill does not exist. Oh, it's not coming. It's not coming unless you know something I don't know, and I want to get in on that pill. So you can stop waiting. You already know what to do. You know exactly what to do, don't you? And now it's just a matter of doing it. Achieving the body of your dreams really is as simple as Richard Simmons' formula. Like yourself, eat healthy, and squeeze those buns, baby. I think that sums it up pretty perfectly. I'd love to hear from you and get your feedback. Like, how do you feel your sexiest? What do you do? What do you think? What do you say? What is your go-to strategy? Email me at info@sexymamamovement.com. Well, that's it for today, and thank you for joining me on the journey to sexy.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.